A fusion of socialism or communism and Islamism. The Marxist roots of radical Islamic thought, Cotton calls El-Sayed a true radical. By Jeff Poor on August 10, 2026. During Sunday's broadcast of FNC's Life, Liberty, and Love In, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, reacted to Abdul El-Sayed winning the Democratic U.S. Senate nomination in Michigan earlier this month. The Arkansas Republican urged voters to oppose El-Sayed on Election Day. "Senator, I want to get to some very important matters here," host Mark Levin said. "Number one, what I call the enemy within this fusion of Marxists and Islamists. This is not a theory, this is reality. We saw it on our college campuses. We've seen it in aspects of the media. Now we see it big time in the Democratic Party and everything that comes with it. This Jew hatred, Israel hatred, America hatred. Attacks on our Constitution, attacks on our civil society. You see it in states as different as Maine and Michigan and New Jersey and Texas. What do you make of this?" Cotton replied, "Yes, Mark, as you put it, it's a fusion of socialism or communism and Islamism. The Marxist roots of radical Islamic thought go back to the beginning of last century. It's now starting to sprout here in America. We saw it just this week in Michigan when the Democrats nominated Abdul El-Sayed, a true radical who has palled around with people that said America had 9/11 coming. He wants to abolish ICE. He wants to stop border enforcement. He wants confiscatory levels of taxation for hard-working Americans. But it's not just in Michigan, as you said. It is across the country. Look at what happened in Maine. The Democrats there nominated not one but two socialists because the second guy may not have a Nazi tattoo. And he may not abuse women, but he has the same radical views. And it's even worse when you look at the Democrats running for the House of Representatives in places like New York City or New Jersey, where they nominated someone who testified on behalf of the blind sheik, the mastermind of the first World Trade Center bombing. Or in Denver, where they nominated someone who thought that 9/11 was inevitable because of American foreign policy," he added. "This is not just the mayor of New York City. This is not happening in Europe. They are nominating these people to come to Congress to make laws that you and I and every Arkansan and every American have to live under. We have to stop that this November." Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.